Stay with us now as we head to Canada. Canada is the world's second largest country, and most of it untouched by humans. It is a land of virgin forests, crystal lakes, and abundant wildlife. Our writer takes you to some of its most beautiful spots.
Banff National Park. Situated in the Rocky Mountains, Banff is Canada's oldest national park, almost 7,000 square kilometres of awesome mountains, azure lakes and forests. The park is filled with grizzly bears and cougars, but they don't scare off the visitors. 3 million of them come to walk the park's many hiking trails each year. That means you have to book ahead if you want to find a place in a campsite. But the size and majesty of the park make the crowds seem insignificant.
Whale watching. Canada's waters shelter some 33 native species of cetacean, so it's one of the world's best places for whale watching. Here you can see humpbacks and other giants on boat tours, but you can also get even closer to other species. On the west coast, for example, there's a sanctuary called Telegraph Cove. Motorboats are forbidden here as the noise disturbs the killer whales who come for the salmon and the chance to rub themselves on the pebble beach. But you can join them in the water on a kayak, if you dare.
Polar bears. In the town of Churchill, on the shore of the Hudson Bay in the north of Canada, nobody ever locks the door of their car. The reason is simple. Polar bears regularly come into town, and you never know when you might need to find shelter fast. People are regularly attacked, but while the bears are a constant source of danger, they are also the town's main attraction, with tourists travelling out in giant wheeled trucks to observe the animals from a safe height.
Niagara Falls. The Niagara River flows north from Lake Erie to Lake Ontario, two of North America's five Great Lakes. It is 58 kilometers long and constitutes part of the border between Canada and the USA, separating New York State from the province of Ontario. Horseshoe Falls, the most impressive of the three separate 50-meter cascades that comprise Niagara Falls, is on the Canadian side. Boat rides take you up close to Horseshoe Falls, but you can't see much, because the 168,000 cubic meters of water crashing down every minute creates a vast cloud of mist, as well as a lot of noise. Our advice is to see the falls from above on the Canadian side of the river and stay dry.
Iceberg Alley. Situated between Greenland and Newfoundland on the northeastern coast of Canada, Iceberg Alley, as it is commonly called, has been feared by mariners for centuries. It's here, for example, that the Titanic sank. Tourists come from all over the world to the small town of St. Anthony, the best place to find icebergs during the summer when they are most numerous. Some icebergs come so close that you can reach them by kayak, but it's best to take a tour boat out to see the dozens of magical formations, cascades of melting ice falling from them as their journey slowly south.
Tobermory. The five Great Lakes, Superior, Michigan, Huron, Erie, and Ontario, that divide Canada and the USA, may be fresh water, but they are so vast that they are as dangerous as any sea. The town of Tobermory on Lake Huron is home to the Fathom 5 National Marine Park, where 22 ships lie after sinking in the 19th and early 20th centuries. Some of the ships lie in deep waters, but visitors can see others without diving. They are all perfectly preserved by the icy water of the lake.